All right. Before so tonight we're talking chords, we're talking triads mainly. So in order to like get this so a quick pop quiz before we begin, you will know the answers to these from previous sessions. How many semitones in a major third?
Oh.
Okay, Bob.
It's three notes. Semitones?
One. It's one semitone,
isn't it?
Five or six.
Major four. 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 Four is correct. Four. If you've got your chart there, remember there are four semitones.
Four semitones.
The first note, you know, you go up four semitones and you get to your major third, yeah? So therefore, semitones and a minor third.
Three.
There's obviously three, right? If four was the major third, so three is the minor third. How many semitones in a perfect fifth?
Seven.
Seven. Remember that, everybody? We have seven semitones between the first note and the second note of a perfect fifth. So therefore, how many semitones in a diminished fifth?
Six.
Correct. And how many in an augmented fifth?
Eight
is correct. Okay, those are the combinations we're going to be talking about tonight in our chords, right? So we've got major and minor thirds, augmented, perfect, and diminished fifths. Okay, so that was just your pop quiz to get going. Now we will I will start the presentation. We'll start from back here. Okay, so let me put it into presentation mode. Okay, part 10. A chord is a combination of three or more notes played simultaneously. Chords are built off a single note called the root. A triad is a type of chord that is created with the root, a third, and a fifth. Now, you know, different combinations of the types of third. We just talked about major and minor thirds and augmented and diminished and perfect fifths, right? So different combinations create different types of triads. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight.
Oh.
So there are four types of triad: major, minor, augmented, and diminished. Okay, so that's what we're going to cover tonight. Is how to what do these types of triad look like, what do they sound like, how do we recognize them, and what do they mean. Okay, so a major triad, and I'll kind of go through this first and then we'll build one up using the musictheory.net lesson. Okay, so a major triad or a major chord is built with a major third and a perfect fifth from the root. Okay, so for our root, we can pick any note on the staff. We would then add in our generic third and fifth. So I've got here line, 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 or space, space, space. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes.
So if a note's on a line, the next line up is going to be a generic third, and the next line up from that is going to be the generic fifth. If you're starting on a space, the next space up is going to be the generic third, and the next space up is going to be the generic fifth. Okay? We'll see this in a minute when we illustrate it. And then the next step is to add any accidentals required. So we know we need a major third above the root, so we need four semitones above whatever note we've chosen for our root. So do we need to add an accidental to get four semitones? And then the perfect fifth, we need to be seven semitones. Okay, so then we choose whether we need an accidental for that. So that is our major triad. So let's look at one of these on the musictheory.net site. One moment. So A major triad, as I said, is built with a major third and a perfect fifth. So we're going to start by writing a C major triad. So we write the C on the staff. There it is. Okay. So then we write the generic third and the generic fifth. So this one's been a line. There's a line through it. So we need the line and the line. Make sense? Like that. Okay. So there's our generic third and our generic fifth. Now we need to determine the specific intervals using the keyboard or just by knowing if we can remember that we know we need four half steps or four semitones from the root to get to our major third. So there's, so starting on this note, so 1, 2, 3, 4. We therefore know that a major third above C is E. Everyone make, so that makes sense to everybody?
Yeah.
So we started on C, we went up four semitones to get our major third. So that's E. So what's this note here that we put in as our generic third?
E.
That is E, right? So therefore we don't need to add any accidentals to that note because that is the major third, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we need to get our perfect fifth, which we know from the start of the conversation is seven semitones. So there we have them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, which takes us to G, right? What's this, this one that we've added here is already G, right? So again, we don't need to add any accidentals here. So we know that C, E, and G creates a major, sorry, creates a major chord, a major triad. So we don't have any black keys. We've got this one, and this one. So we no black keys, so we don't need to add any accidentals.
Because it's C.
Because it's a C major triad, right? That's our major triad. Yeah. Major third, perfect fifth. Okay. Let's try an E flat major triad. So we're at the root that we have chosen is E flat. Okay. We add our generic third and fifth. So this one's on a line. So we had add line and line. Okay. Then we need to know how many, so I won't show you that. So we need to know, what a major third is above E flat. What is a major third above E flat?
F sharp.
Oh, it's G.
G.
Is it G?
How many semitones in a, how many semitones in a major third?
Four.
So count four above E flat.
1, 2, 3, 4. G.
G natural.
G natural, right?
G natural, yeah.
Is that what that is?
We're starting here. 1, 2, 3, 4. We get to G, right?
Yeah.
Which, so this is, we've, you know, we've already added in our generic third, which happens to be G,
good.
Right? So we don't need to add any accidentals to that one. Now, what's our perfect fifth above E flat?
B.
Seven. So that will be.
Is it B?
Seven. B flat.
B flat. Okay, we're starting here.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
6, 7. B flat.
We get to B flat. Okay. So here we've had a B. Our generic fifth was a B, but we know that to get a perfect fifth, we need it to be B flat. So we have to add the flat, right? So therefore, an E-flat major triad has E-flat, G, and B-flat.
But that assumes that the stave is in the key of C, right?
Well, we're not using a key signature at this stage.
E-flat.
Okay.
Root. So
we're just choosing a note, and we're building a major chord from that root with a So effectively, yes. And if we're using a key signature of C, because there's not already any keys, any sharps or flats in the key signature. So we, you know, does that make sense? Like if we were in the key of E flat, mm-hmm. then we would already have flats over here in the key signature. So we wouldn't have to add them, right?
That'd already be written.
That'd already be there. Okay, questions about that? So let's practice one more. So, okay, I've taken away all of our notes and our things on the stage. So I'm gonna suggest that we are gonna start with an F. So if we start with an F, what is our major, how would we build a major chord? Or a major triad chord.
And same with an F.
Is it the F?
F. Start with an F, yep.
F.
F. Yep.
F-A-C.
F-A-C is the suggestion?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Do we agree with that? And yep. If so, why?
Because F would be in space. Space.
It's all the holes.
Yeah. So, okay. You can do this like the counting the semitones way, right? If you're starting on an F, you count up 4 semitones, you get to A. You count up 7 semitones from the F, you get to C. Yes? We're starting on F. 1, 2, 3, 4, A, 5, 6, 7, C, right? So we know F, A, and C has to be a major chord. The other way, of course, you can do it is think, well, the key of F major has 1 flat B flat, so therefore A and C are in the scale of F, so therefore, you know, in the major scale of F, so therefore a major chord isn't going to have any sharps or flats in it. But so yeah, then we'll have FAC major chord. Okay. Let's build one more. So if we were to start on a B flat, how would we build a major triad with on a root of B flat?
B flat.
This F is the third.
B flat.
So starting on B flat.
F is the fifth.
D is the third.
Yes.
D is the third.
And what's our perfect fifth?
F.
Four.
F.
F.
D and
you said F, didn't
you? Yep. B flat, D and F would be our major triad starting on a root of B flat. Okay, if we're counting up semitones, 1, 2, 3, 4 gets us to D, 5, 6, 7 gets us to F. Yeah?
Yeah.
So we'd have a B flat here, a D and an F. Yeah, all happy about major triads?
Yep.
Okay, we'll do some practice at identifying them as well. I just wanted to make sure we know how to build them, okay? So let's then talk about minor triads. Okay, a minor triad is the same as a major triad, but we've got the minor third instead of the major third. Okay, so it's the root, the minor third, and the perfect fifth. Okay, so C minor triad. We've added our C. We add in our generic third and fifth. Now, we need 3 semitones above the C to get to our minor third. So what do we need?
C, D sharp.
Well, it's got to be an E of some description, right? Because we've already added in our generic third, which is an E.
B flat.
So it's got to be E flat, yep.
Well, it's the same as D sharp.
Well, no, but it's, well, yes, but because it's a third, it has to be an E. If we start on C,
it's got to be an E.
It's got to be an E, so therefore it has to be E flat.
History.
Yes, yes. And then we already know our perfect fifth from C because we did it before is G. We don't need it. So therefore when we write our accidentals, we need to add that flat for the E flat. Make sense?
Can we hear it, Richard?
Here we go. Okay, so it's the minor sadder version, right? Minor, major, minor, major. Okay.
To get it today.
So we'll practice listening to them and hearing what they sound like at the end as well. Okay, but we just need to know that. Okay, let's try another one. So we're going to build a B minor triad. B minor triad. So what's our third and fifth for a B minor triad?
B minor. B, this is your B. B. Two, three. So D.
Yep.
And the seven.
D flat.
Six, seven. G, F sharp.
F sharp.
F sharp.
Right. Everyone agree with F sharp? So we started on B. We went up three semitones.
Three semitones.
Our minor third. One, two, three. Takes us to D.
Sorry, I'm lost here. Can we go through that again?
Yep. Okay. So we start with our root is B. Yep. We need a minor third and a perfect fifth to get our minor triad. So we know that we need a D of some description and we need an F of some description. Okay. So to count the minor third takes us to the D from B, one, two, three semitones. We know that to get a perfect fifth above B, we have to count seven semitones, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, takes us to the F sharp. So then we need to add in our sharp on the top. Yep. So therefore we have a B minor triad of B, D, and F sharp. Yeah. Okay. Everyone happy with minor triads?
Yeah.
Okay. Augmented triads have a major third and an augmented fifth. Okay.
Augmented triad.
Yeah, this is an augmented triad. So we've done major and minor. We're up to augmented. So if we're building a C augmented triad, again, we have to add our generic third and fifth. So we're always going to have an E of some description and a G of some description if we're building a triad based on C, right?
G sharp, is it?
So the question is, what are our major, you know, what's a major, well, we did this earlier, right? So we're starting on C. So what's a major third above C?
A.
Is E, right? What is an augmented fifth above C?
Augmented fifth is
G sharp.
Eight.
G sharp.
Yeah, it's G sharp. We learned before when we did our major triad, we saw that a G is a perfect fifth above C, right? So an augmented fifth above C has to be a G sharp.
What's the perfect? What was the perfect one?
A perfect fifth is seven semitones, right? Which would take us to G.
G.
An augmented fifth is the eight semitones, so therefore it's G sharp.
G sharp, yeah.
Yeah. So we have C, E, and G sharp, right? So we need to add an F sharp. And here's what it sounds like. This is an odd one.
Oh, it's good.
Right. Sounds almost a
Sounds almost a what, John?
Sounds almost a discord, but not quite.
Yeah, it's less. It's got some dissonance to it. It's less.
It's more jazzy, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, so that's our augmented triad. Okay, we'll build one more. So let's do an E flat augmented triad. Okay, so E flat augmented triad. Let's write our generic third and fifth then. Right. So what's the what do we need to do? We need to add any accidentals here for an E flat augmented triad.
The top of B, you've got
a
B flat.
G and then B flat. G.
Definitely G.
So definitely G. Yep, that's our major third above E flat is a G. Does everyone agree?
Yep.
Now what's an augmented fifth above E flat?
A B.
An A.
That would be a B natural, sorry.
Yes, it's a B natural.
B natural, yeah.
Right?
Oh, sorry, B natural, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If we're starting here and we're counting 8, 1, 2, yeah. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
7, we 8, B.
B natural, yeah. Right? B. So therefore, we don't need to add any accidentals. If we have an E flat, a G, and a B, that is an augmented triad. Here it is. Right, so that's our augmented triad. Okay, and finally, a diminished triad.
Oh.
A diminished triad is built with a minor third and a diminished fifth.
Yeah.
Okay, build our C diminished triad. Start with a C, add our generic third and fifth. Now, do we need to add some accidentals to get a diminished triad? So we need to, firstly, we need a minor third. So what's our minor third above C?
B flat.
2, 3.
B flat.
E flat.
E flat. Yep.
What I said.
I thought you said B.
Yes, good. Just making sure everyone agreed. You were right, Steve. Yes, that was correct. And what is our diminished fifth above C?
1, 2, 6. F sharps.
G sharp.
E flat.
B flat.
G flat. Right.
D flat.
We know it has to be a G.
Yeah.
Right? We've got our generic here. It has to be a G.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Some people said F sharp, which is the, yeah. I mean, yes.
Yes.
But we can't call it that. We have to call it G flat.
G flat, yep.
So, therefore, we need to add in our flats, right, in order to get to a diminished fifth. So we need to add flats for both of those notes. Yeah.
E flat, G flat.
So we get C, E flat, G flat as our diminished triad. And here's how it sounds like.
Sorry, Richard.
Yep. So that's got a minor third in it, though.
Yes, a diminished triad has a minor third and a diminished fifth.
Wow,
that's
very tricky, Richard.
Yes, minor third and diminished fifth. Okay, so here's how it sounds.
Lovely chord.
I think of this one as the tied to the railway track while the train is approaching chord. Right.
Why are these triads are not, I mean, we sing four notes in a chord, don't we?
Well, he's not doing the fourth note.
Well, no, the fourth note is like probably two lessons away, but we're starting with triads.
It's often an octave, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll get to sevenths are fun. We'll get to seventh soon, but we've got enough issues getting our four types of triad, right? Okay, so let's build another diminished triad. Let's do one on B. Okay, so we're going to build a B diminished triad. Let's write in our generic third and fifth. Okay, so we need a minor third and a diminished fifth. What notes do we need?
How do we know that?
B.
Well, these are the rules, and I'll show you a chart in a minute which has them all.
It's a D.
D, yeah.
D, yep, we need a D, correct? Yes, because we need a minor third. So 1, 2, 3 takes us to D, yep.
And an F.
Yeah. So we don't need to add any accidentals.
No.
Yeah.
right? So therefore we have B, D, and F as a diminished triad. Okay?
Yeah.
And so here's our chart, which has all of the what we've talked about. So a major triad has the root, a major third, and a perfect fifth. Yep. The minor triad has the root, a minor third, and a perfect fifth. Augmented, root, major third, augmented fifth.
So it's fifth sharp.
Diminished, root, minor third, and diminished fifth.
Diminished fifth.
Got it?
Can you just leave that there from next? I like to write it. It's helped me learn.
Yeah. It's in the, it'll be in the PDF as well, but we'll put out, but yep. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
So now we are having some exercise to actually identify them. Okay, so we've learned how to build them, and now we are going to identify them. So we're going to go to exercises, chord identification. Right, so now in this instance, we have to, of course, look at our key signature as well. So make sure that we know, because that might, you know, just be careful of the key signature. So what type of chord do we have here?
Oh, this printed out. I don't know. My frame won't work, couldn't
I? I need my keyboard.
Yeah. So you might need a keyboard or a. So, we, yeah. What are the notes to begin with?
No, the D is the root.
D.
In this case, no, it's not. But we're just looking at. Sorry. Just to quickly answer D's question. Like if we're looking at the key, right, we know that we're in the key of F, right, with but we're not building a chord on F in this instance, right? So we don't need to worry about that. This is always going to be the root of the chord which we're building it on. Okay, so we just look at what that note is, what this note is, and what this note is. Okay, so I mean, I'm just saying look at the key signature in case we had a B in here, in which case we would have had to remember to put the flat in, right? But we don't, so we don't need to worry about the key signature. So we've got a D.
D.
F sharp. And
A sharp.
A sharp.
A sharp.
Yeah.
Augmented triad.
We have one vote for an augmented triad. Do we have an agreement with that?
No one agrees with me, okay.
I agree.
Okay, so let's think about it, right? So if we're starting on a D, right, we need to, okay, what's a if we were thinking about, well, what's a major third above D?
That's a major triad, isn't it a major triad?
Well yeah, we're just working it out. Okay, so D, we want a major third above D to get to is F sharp the major third?
That's four semitones. One, yep. Two, three, four. Yes, it is. It's F sharp.
Right, so we know that the F sharp is the major third of D. So therefore, it's either going to be a major triad,
or an augmented triad. Yep.
Right.
Agree.
Right. So then, how many semitones above D is A sharp?
A sharp.
Two. Eight. Oh, sorry, seven.
Is it seven or eight?
Eight.
If it's seven. It's a perfect fifth. If it's eight, it's an augmented fifth.
It's another four.
Eight.
Yeah, if you're starting on D and you're counting up semitones, you need to get to A sharp. You should have eight semitones.
I made a boo-boo. Okay. So that's an augmented fifth.
So therefore, it's an augmented. The other way to think about it again is if, you know, we do our trick of...
sharp.
Sorry?
The third is... The second note is F sharp, so you're already on F sharp. So you go to G... and then G sharp, isn't it?
No, A sharp.
Sorry.
F, G. That one is A sharp.
D, F, and A, right? So we've got a D and an F and A, and we've got F sharp and A sharp. So D, F sharp. D to F sharp, we know, is a major third. Kumbaya. And then we're adding an A sharp. It's an augmented, right? If we had D, F sharp, A, that would be our major triad. So yeah, if you're starting on D and you're counting up semitones, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, to get to A sharp.
Well, you've got this here. You can use this if you want to.
I miscounted my semitones. That's put me wrong.
Yeah, okay. So that one's an augmented triad. We'll do a few more of these and you'll get the hang of it. Okay. So we've got C, E, and G sharp.
C. C, E. So that's four semitones, so already major or augmented. And C, E.
Augmented fifth.
F,
yeah, it's, an, it's another augment, that one. This one's an, another yep. augmented one.
Augmented triangle.
And see, when you have a chord built on C, right. It's kind of easy to tell, right? Because C, we know, generally speaking, has no sharps or flats. Mm. So if we've got a major third, which we do here, C to E, we know is a major third. Mm. And then they've sharpened the fifth note. Well, then it's a good indication that that's going to be an augmented triad. Absolutely it is. C, E, G sharp is augmented.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's try another one.
E.
E, G, and B natural. Oh no, E flat. Remember the key signature.
Oh yes, E flat.
E flat.
Is natural.
G and G. B natural.
G. B.
It's the same, isn't it?
B.
Two, three.
Augmented triad? Or?
It is. Yep. Can we all get that? So E flat, yep. E flat to G is our four semitones.
Yeah.
G to E flat to B should be eight semitones, and that gets us our augmented
to triad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. One of these days they're going to give us something that is not an augmented triad. today is not that day. we just did this one before.
So that's the C. Yeah. We just did this one. So it was an augmented triad.
Yeah.
C, E, and G sharp, right? We just looked at that before.
C, E, and G sharp. Yep. That's correct.
Another augmented fifth, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, it's another augmented triad. Absolutely. Yep. Okay, here we go. Let's see if we can get one that isn't. Okay. Now what notes have we got here?
We've got C sharp.
Sharp. Sharp.
And
E.
E.
E. F sharp.
F sharp.
E. C sharp, E, and
G.
Sharp.
E. And
D sharp.
Oh, sorry.
Hang on. D
sharp. D sharp.
D E.
D sharp. This one is definitely C sharp.
C sharp.
This one is definitely E.
E.
What is this note?
E sharp.
What is this note?
Oh, sorry.
C sharp.
G.
G.
That would be G. Oh, no, this is a G.
G, right? Natural.
G.
Oh, sharp.
Sharp.
I'm getting muddled up with this.
No. Yeah. Right.
Okay. C sharp, E, and G. What type of chord does that make?
Six. Diminished triad.
I think so too.
We've got two votes for diminished. Yep. John reckons it's diminished. Do we all agree that that is a diminished triad? C sharp, E.
C sharp to E is the minor third.
Correct. C sharp to G.
C sharp to G sharp.
And then G is
E is a diminished
fifth. Diminished fifth. So, yeah.
Yep.
That'll be our diminished triad. And of course, we know that C, E, and G is a major triad, right? And here we've got C sharp, E-N-G. So therefore, it's got to be diminished, right? Because it's effectively one semitone less from those intervals.
Yeah.
So that's a diminished triad. Okay, what have we got?
A.
A, B flat.
A, C, E.
A, C, and E.
Oh, A, C, E.
A, C, and E. Yep. A, C, and E, what does that make?
Minor triad.
Minor, good work. Those people who jumped in with minor, that is correct. So A, up how many semitones to a C?
Three.
Should be three. So therefore that's a minor triad.
Yep.
Sorry, a minor third.
Minor third.
And then up to our E. E should be seven semitones above A.
Yep.
A, C, and E is definitely a minor triad, okay? Mm-hmm. If you remember the key signatures as well, you might remember that A minor is the relative of C major. You may not remember that as well because we didn't spend too much time on that. But we know that C major has no sharps and flats, and A is the relative minor to C major, so A minor has no sharps and flats. So if we're starting on A, C, and E is a minor. Anyway, I'm confusing you now, but we definitely, that is definitely correct. A, C, and E, minor triad, because we've got three semitones and then seven. Okay, what's this one?
So it's B flat.
B flat, D flat.
D flat.
F flat.
And F flat, yes.
Yes. B flat to D flat.
Three.
Yep.
That's amazing.
To F flat.
Two.
Three. Diminished triad.
Two. Yep, well done, Bob. So B flat.
I agree.
Up three semitones. One, two, three. Then up. Yeah, that's F flat is of course E.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Tricky one.
Yep. Mm. But it's definitely a diminished triad, that one. Okay. Good. Oh. And let's do a couple more. So what have we got here?
E.
G
sharp.
G sharp.
B sharp.
And B sharp.
Major third.
E, G sharp, and B sharp. So we know that E to G sharp is a major third, as D said.
Mm.
But what about the B sharp?
5, 6, 7, 8. Sharp. Augmented triad.
Yeah, it's augmented because the B sharp is an extra. Yeah, E G sharp B would be a major triad.
Mm.
E G sharp B sharp is augmented. We've added an extra semitone on the top.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
B sharp has to be C though, doesn't it?
Sorry.
B sharp
has to be C. It's only a semitone.
Yeah. Yes, but we have to write it as a B sharp when we're writing a triad because a triad always has line or space. So it has to be written as a B sharp.
Okay.
So what have we got here?
C sharp.
Four.
C sharp. D E F
G sharp. So
C sharp,
E
and
G,
which we actually did that one.
Yes, we just had this one.
We had that one a wee bit ago. So
minor third.
What did we say it was?
Three.
Minor third?
Minor triad.
We've definitely got a minor third in there, but do we have a perfect fifth or a diminished fifth?
Minor
Perfect.
C sharp to G.
Hang on, no.
A diminished triad,
yeah.
Yeah. There's only six semitones.
C sharp to G should be six semitones, so yeah. Therefore it's a diminished fifth, so it's a diminished triad.
Again,
as I said, you know, if we know that C, E, and G is a major triad, so therefore C sharp, E, and G has to be diminished because we've reduced the distance by one semitone for each of those. We're getting there. We're doing quite well here. What have we got here?
Let's see, D.
D.
E flat.
F sharp.
D, F sharp,
and
A.
E, F sharp, A.
D, F sharp, A. What sort of chord is that? Okay, well, D to
major
F sharp.
Major triad.
D to F sharp is major or minor?
Major.
Major.
Major. Yep.
Major triad.
D to A, is that a perfect fifth?
Perfect fifth, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, does everyone agree that D to A is a perfect fifth?
Yes.
So therefore, if we've got a major third and a perfect fifth, what sort of chord is that?
Major triad.
It's a major.
It's a major triad. Yeah, everyone agree?
Mm-hmm. Sounds nice.
Easy one.
D,
E,
G.
It's a major.
C, E, and G is definitely a major triad, major. Right? We've looked at those a few times. We know that there's no sharps and flats in a C, you know, scale. And so if we're building a chord on C, there's not going to be any sharps or flats, and we don't have any to worry about here. So C, E, and G, major triad.
D, F,
A.
A.
Yeah. So we just did D, F sharp, and A. This is D, F, and A.
It's the one where the middle one. Oh, what's it?
Minor triad, is it?
Minor triad?
Yeah. We just did D, F sharp, and A, and we agreed that it was a major third and a perfect fifth. So here we've got D, F, and A. So that's a minor third and a perfect fifth. Minor third and perfect fifth creates a minor triad.
Minor triad,
Okay, last one.
G, B, D.
G, B, and D.
G, B, D. Major triad.
It's the chord of G major, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yep. It's a major chord. Yep. G, B, and D. Yeah, we're in the key of G here because we've got one sharp F sharp. So G, B, and D, if we're in the key of G, which only has an F sharp, and there are no accidentals here, it has to be a major triad. But if we count our semitones, you'll find that it's four semitones up to the B and seven semitones up to the D. So G, B, D has to be a major triad. Okay. All right. How do you reckon you've been going on those? Confident or like?
I wouldn't say confident.
Reasonable. Yeah.
No.
Well, okay, but you know the theory of it, and then it's just a matter of practice to kind of figure them out. So really? I'll send you out an exercise to practice and do a few of these yourself and see how you go. Okay.
Yeah.
But first, before we go, we'll also have a. We'll try and identify what they sound like. Okay. So we're going to do chord ear training. Now, we're not going to do all four of them to begin with because that's a wee bit hard. We're going to start with only major or minor. Okay. So we'll take out those ones. And we're going to decide, is this a major chord or a minor chord? Here we go, listening.
Major?
Major.
Everyone agree with major? Okay, so this is that was a major chord. So you'll hear the difference between them as we go. So that was definitely a major chord. Here we go, listen again. Listen to the next one.
Major?
It's major again.
Minor.
That one's definitely minor. You hear how it sounds a bit sadder, right?
Yeah. You've
got that flattened third, so it sounds a bit sadder. So, okay, here we go. We'll try a few more.
Major.
Major.
Major. John reckons it's major.
I think it's major.
Major. That one's a minor.
It's minor.
Okay.
That one's got that minor third in it.
Richard, are these chords, are you playing them or are they canned?
No, they're computer generated.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, if you could, when the answer's a minor chord, if you could play the major one in the same key, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that people can hear the third moving up or down.
I think that's what they were playing. I can't. I'm not that good.
That's a minor.
Okay, I'll just play some on the keyboard and then you can tell me. Okay, can you hear my keyboard?
Yep.
Okay. So what's this?
Major.
That's a major.
Okay. Compare.
Minor.
It's a minor, right? Mate. Okay. Here we go. I'll do another one.
Major.
Minor.
That's the minor. Okay. That was the major. Minor. Okay, yep. I'll try another one.
Major.
Minor.
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 Major. Play it louder, Richard.
Volume.
It's major.
That's major. Yeah. The minor variant would be this. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll try another one.
Major.
Minor.
Oh, I got it wrong.
Major.
Hang on. Listen.
Major.
It's minor. That one.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Up. Here's the major variant. Major, minor.
They sound the same to me. Sorry, I can't hear.
One's deeper.
One's got a flat in it.
Yeah,
but I can't hear.
Can we go different?
Okay, here's another one. What's this one?
That's sad.
Sounds minor.
Minor.
Yep. Here's the major variant. Okay.
Minor.
Major.
Major.
That one's definitely major. Yep. Here's if it was minor, it would be this. Yep. Okay. How about?
Minor.
Minor.
That one's minor, yeah. That one's definitely minor. That would be the major.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll play it. We'll try a few more on here. That was minor.
Minor.
Major.
It's a major.
No, that's another minor.
Minor. Sorry, minor.
Major.
Major.
Hang on, minor.
It's minor, this one.
Major.
That one's major.
Major.
Yeah, okay. Now we're going to try...
The major key's the nicer.
Now we're going to try minor or diminished.
Ooh.
Okay, here we go.
Diminished.
Minor.
Diminished.
Minor.
Diminished.
Yes.
Minor.
Yes. D's got it. that diminished chord has that distinctive look out the train's coming sound to it. Okay. So
diminished.
That's diminished.
Minor. Diminished. Diminished.
Diminished.
That one's just a minor.
Diminished.
That's the diminished.
Diminished.
Minor.
The last one was diminished. The one before was minor.
This one is what?
Diminished.
Minor.
Minor.
Diminished.
Pretty sure that diminished. Is diminished.
Yep.
Do we agree with that?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's diminished.
Minor.
I think that one's just a minor.
Minor.
That's just a minor as well.
Diminished.
That's a diminished. Yeah. They're quite tricky, these, to try and...
they're easier than the other ones.
Distinguish. Okay, let's try major or augmented.
Major.
Augmented.
That one's augmented.
Major.
Yeah, that one's major. Does that sound standard or a bit jazzy?
It's not a major chord. What the hell is that?
Jazz. Yeah, so these are either major or augmented. These are the only two options we've got. So so therefore, but yeah, so it's the one that kind of sounds normal or the one that kind of sounds a bit jazzy, right? So what's this one? It's a bit jazzy, right? So that's augmented.
That's major.
Pretty normal.
Richard, I find that... The major and minor chords, I can figure out what the root is, but I can't with the strange ones, with the diminished, the augmented ones.
Yeah, they're a bit harder.
Yeah, but I mean that's how I can tell the difference.
right.
If I can't sense what the root note in the chord is, I figure it's one of the weird ones.
Yeah, I mean, major or augmented is kind of easy because, like, a major chord is just so, you know, it's just da da da, you know, kumbaya. It's just very standard. Whereas the augmented just kind of adds this weird extra note in there, which kind of sounds odd. Right? So, like, that sounds pretty odd to me. So it's got to be augmented, right?
Major.
That one's augmented. That one's major.
That's a major.
That one's.
That's a major.
That's major.
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 Augmented.
The other two, whether or not the chord could finish a tag.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Major.
Yep.
Augmented.
That was just a major chord, that one.
Major.
Yeah.
Major.
That one's major.
Major.
That one's major.
Major.
That's also major.
Augmented.
That one's just major as well.
Oh, that's augmented.
That's augmented, right? It's it definitely sounds odd, right, compared to the other ones that we've just been listening to. Right, there's more dissonance in that chord. You can't end a song on that, as Ross said. You know, if that was your final chord of your song, there would be something wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
Or is that, yeah, awful.
So that's an augmented as well, right?
Yeah. Augmented.
Augmented.
That could be major.
It's augmented, right? Again, yeah. it's that odd sounding chord.
Yeah.
Augmented.
Major.
Also augmented.
Major.
That one's major. That one's okay, right? Mm. So yeah, these are not easy. And if I was to put on the minor and the diminished and we try and identify all four, it gets really hard. So I'm not sure we want to try that. Because particularly distinguishing between augmented and diminished can just be quite complex. But it's a good skill to learn if you're trying to kind of hear how a chord sounds. And is that what the chord's supposed to sound like? You know, if you can start to identify what these things do sound like, then it's quite useful. I'll put them on and just don't get disheartened, because I find this difficult. I'm not good at it. So here we go. Do we know what this one is?
Augmented triad?
I'm pretty sure this one's a diminished.
Diminished.
I think that one sounds like the train coming on the tracks. I'm going to guess diminished.
Major?
Major.
Yeah, it is a major one, that one. Yep.
Augmented.
To try it.
No. I'm going to guess diminished. I could be wrong.
It's a bit like that first one, isn't it?
Let's see.
Yeah, like the first one. Major.
Do we agree, major?
Yeah.
Augmented.
Yeah. I think that one's just a major, isn't it?
Okay.
Might be just weirdly played. Yeah. I think it might be just a major.
Minor.
Major.
I agree with D. I think it's a major.
Oh, okay.
That's a minor.
Minor?
Sounds nice.
I think that one's a minor.
Minor. Augmented.
Augmented.
I think it's a minor. Major. I'm going to guess minor. Yeah.
Major.
Do we agree with D? Is it major?
Yeah.
Nice.
Augmented.
I think it's just a major.
No, I think it's major.
Yeah, I agree with D. I think it's just major.
Is that?
Augmented.
That one's the augmented one, I think.
Augment.
Augmented.
augmented.
Yeah, I agree. The augmented one is the most dissonant, you know, the one that kind of sounds, yeah. Ooh, really? You know. So I think that one's an augmented one as well. It's got the most dissonance in it.
Major.
Yeah, that one's major.
Augmented?
Diminished.
I reckon it's diminished. I think it's diminished. Yeah. Okay. So you can have hours of fun with this. But as I say, you'll see here up the top. I'm, you know, this based on what we've done tonight and my own practice. I'm only on 226 of 271, so I've got a lot of these wrong. I'm getting better at it as I go, right? But at the beginning, I was like, oh, I was getting them wrong all the time. So don't worry about that.
83% is A plus, Richard.
Well, sure, but I got quite a lot wrong. So yes, I'll send you through some exercises both to practice identifying the chords and both what they look like and what they sound like. But it's not easy. But in terms of the theory, it's really that. That chart that you just like, the one that you should really try and remember is, that one at the end of that presentation, which would look like that, right? In terms of knowing what the four different types of triad are. Right, and then we use what we've learned in our intervals to be able to figure out, are they minor thirds or major thirds? Are they perfect fifths or augmented fifths or diminished fifths? Okay.
Yep.
Are there any more?
Those are the only triads. Like, for example, you can't have a chord which has root, minor third, and augmented fifth. You kind of can, but it's actually a different chord. You can have fun with us playing on the keyboard. So if that's our major third, this is our minor third. If we were to then augment the fifth, we've just ended up with another major chord, but in a different inversion. We'll talk about inversions at another lesson, but... don't worry, you know, there's no such thing as a root, minor third, augmented fifth. You've just created a new major chord in a different key. And there's no such thing as a root, major third, diminished fifth.
Thank God for that.
You don't need to worry about that. Those are technically there is, but we don't use it. Okay, so you don't need to know it. So those are the four types of triad. So then next week we'll talk about inversions, which is the same four chords, same four types of chords, but we change which note is at the bottom of the chord, right? At the moment, we always built a chord from the root, right? But if you have your minor third at the bottom, followed by your perfect fifth and then the root at the top. It's the same chord, but you've inverted it. Okay, so we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah.
And then after we've learned about inversions, we can talk about sevenths, which
is... So if you invert it, do you count the third note from if it were at the bottom or if it's at the top?
Well, we'll find all about that next week.
The
cliffhanger is is here.
The root, the third, the fifth, and the octave, and then you leave out the root. So you just got the third, the fifth, and the octave.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Anyway, so we will talk about inversions next week and what they look like, And then yeah, we'll add in the seventh chords, which kind of gets more interesting for us because as barbershoppers, we use seventh chords a lot. So it's adding a note to our triad, so we'll have four notes in the chord.
Well, that would be very interesting.
Yeah, you get chords ringing with the three notes.
Well, yes. You know, often our chords will have only the three notes in, but you'll have like a doubled root. So you might have root, third, fifth, root, right? Or you might have two fifths or something like that. You know, not all of our chords that we sing are seventh chords. You know, we'll generally speaking end a song on a major chord, which will have root, third, and fifth. But one of those notes will be doubled, usually the root, right? So yes, you can absolutely ring those chords. But yeah, just seventh chords have a more distinctive barbershop sound, particularly dominant seventh chords, which we'll talk about. Okay, any questions, or do we generally speaking understand this?
I think I got more of it when we did the audially, you know, trying to hear the chord. Yeah.
And putting those together, kind of what they look like and what they sound like, you know, can be quite useful. So if you do have a keyboard at home or something that you can play with, or a keyboard app on your phone, and you can practice counting out four semitones and seven semitones, or three semitones and seven semitones, or three and six, or four and eight, and hear what those different chords sound like. So just pick any note on a keyboard and figure out, well, where would I find a major third and a perfect fifth? And where would I find a minor third and a perfect fifth from that note? And you can start figuring out, okay, here's my note. So, okay, major, minor, augmented, diminished, right? So you can just start playing around and hearing what they sound like.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Cool. Thank you so much for this
evening. Thank you, Richard.
I'll see you on Thursday night.
Yeah, so
on Zoom.
Okay, I'll finish the recording. Well done.
Thank you.
Thanks, Richard.
Stop recording.
See you.